DOT Mobile. Weekly Mobile. AK4 POT Mobile.
Ready, Muggy, out there.
Know it. It's got that feel to it. I think there's a chance of a little bit of rain this morning, maybe. That might be what's got it extra muggy. Answer on that software question that you had.
Yeah, she said that's for another class. I mean, building a Yagi antenna.
It didn't get a name.
We could build a Yagi antenna, and but I forgot that. She mentioned that in lieu of another class. The one that Glenn went on.
Sorry, I had it. The other side of the radio was making some noise there. Go again.
That's KK4 NXZ.
KK4 POT. Mass, again now.
One that Glenn went on yesterday afternoon, that ended up being a turbo.
Oh, man. Okay, so what's the dealio?
I think we ordered a turbo yesterday afternoon.
Wow, I hope he knows it's going to be late next week before we can touch it. It's to be a mobile deal.
That'll have to be a mobile deal. They can't move that truck.
That's KM4NAP.
That's good this morning. How's that little grandbaby doing?
Great-grandboy gets passed around more than a sack of taters.
He just don't know how much he's loved, does he?
KK4 POT.
Morning, Tim. How you doing? How's my boys?
Like a wad of weeds, man. Old Jesse's, I think he is just on the front end of a growth spurt. I've noticed the past couple of days he's been looking bigger and taller, and it looks like it's coming on fast, man. I told him the other day, I said, boy, you're going to have to quit growing up.
I told mine the same thing, but they didn't listen to me.
Hey, Mike, I found us a deal on a 817.
817. Unless you're buying it for me for Christmas, you didn't find no deal.
Can't hear you.
Another radio, I get shot.
Probably be, they'd be investigating a triple homicide if one of us did.
That IC705.
Man, don't get me going on that one. I'd love to have one of them. I haven't seen a price yet. I imagine it's got to be expensive.
Big enough for nothing, but I know there's a guy up in Michigan. He took one out and did parts on the air. He was talking everywhere on 5 watts. Matter of fact, he made it all the way to Italy one time.
I didn't realize that they had any of them out there, so they got them out there now?
No, because he had one, and there was another guy. He had borrowed it from Gigaparts, and he did a video on it. It's on YouTube.
I'll have to be checking that out. Have a tuner built into that one?
I don't remember. Screen and all is set up like all the rest of the ICs. You don't have to worry about learning. That's something new to operate it.
Paul. Be cool. On yours, you feel like you know it pretty well now?
they still, you know, digital side of it, sending messages and stuff, I don't deal with, you know, I'm not interested in, so I won't even explore with that.
That's cool. Well, I know that bad boy's a lot of fun, no doubt. Well, I'm rolling up. I'll let you and Mike catch up. It's good to hear you, Ed. I've been missing talking with you, so good to hear you this morning. I hope you have a great day today, and 7-3s to you. Hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
Be safe, have a good one, and don't work too hard. And hopefully we'll catch you on later down the log. 7-3s.
KK4NXC.
About getting back with you so late, I didn't even, man, I had more trouble than a woodpecker with chapped lips.
Completely understand. I ain't worried about it. I know this time of year, people taking vacation, y'all are hurting.
Basically, we're down to mechanics anyway. We had a guy move to Colorado that put a hurt on us. That was a road call guy. So we had to pull a guy out of the shop to do that. And then we had another guy retire, and that put a hurting on us. And we hadn't replaced them dudes yet.
Oh, it's probably tight on you, but I'd take my time and make sure I got the right people. Somebody knows what they're doing and somebody that'll blend in well.
Look at first is somebody that's got good chemistry.
I'll help you, but the only thing I can do on them big trucks is be change the oil on them.
Try to come by today?
I have no idea.
You get them tires up front straightened out.
He called the guy yesterday after I told him, you know, what you said. And the way he talked, that guy was more than happy to, he's going to change that tire out.
Because they told me the one that had like that drive tread, I didn't see it, was off. But the one that had that drive tread, like a drive tire tread, that's the one that's giving so much trouble.
As long as that guy gets it straightened out for him, that's all that matters. I know he don't want to tear up a good tire. Said he called the shop and you'd already gone.
Sale number, if he ever needs to talk to me, or you can give it to him.
Yesterday, it was shop number on his phone, and he didn't recognize it, and he said, you know, I think it might be Mike, so he called it, and it turned out to be y'all shop.
Vehicle number for a sale, because I skipped a number yesterday because I didn't recognize it was out of South Carolina.
His prefix is Johnson, down around Charleston way.
From Florida. This is a number from Florida.
Some of those scams that's been going around.
All the time. I just ain't got no use. You know, I think the police, state police or whoever, there's a call going out for them. And I've supported law enforcement my whole life, you know, especially in these days, but it's an automated recording where a guy is talking. He's asking you questions, and depending on what answer you give, the next question comes out. And I realized, you know, that this isn't a real person. And I'd say something like, "My house is on fire," and they said, "Well, we're glad to hear that. And this is what we're doing." And I'm thinking, this isn't even a real guy.
Hey, right now, if you ever get a phone call and that guy says he's from the South Carolina Troopers Association, trying to get donations. It's a scam. They don't do that.
Tell them, send me something in the mail. I don't make no payments over the phone. And that's the same way with any of them organizations that, you know, I support, NRA, whatever. Doesn't matter. Even there's a disabled children's here in Greenville that I support, but I don't ever do anything over the phone. And normally the scams won't send you anything in the mail.
There are scams that do come in the mail, because I got one time and I looked at the postage and it was Vancouver, Canada. I said, I know this is a scam, and it was.
And for the local sheriffs, and it was addressed Singapore, I sent them $300, but I don't know why they got an office over there.
And maybe they're in training over there. My buddy, Mike Grinshaw, he got elected president of the Sheriff's Association for South Carolina the other night.
I was just kidding about the Singapore thing and the $300. That's a joke. Well, good deal. Well, you think he's going to straighten anything out?
He's old-fashioned hardcore, and me and him worked together for forever when I was policing. And his granddaddy used to be the sheriff here in the county, and he was good friend of my mom and dad, and I grew up knowing his granddaddy, so he got some big shoes to fill, but I think he'll do okay.
Yeah, that seems like it'd be a stressful job.
You heard anything about somebody putting on Facebook or putting on the internet or something about a bear trying to get in their back door around here?
Somebody like that?
Carol was telling me something last night about somebody around here posted that she lives on Facebook. But a bear was trying to get in their back door, and it wasn't a black bear. They said it was big and brown and reminded them of a grizzly. The grizzly, as far as I know, has never wandered this far south or east.
I don't get on, I disabled Facebook, and I don't get on that thing anymore because it's just, people are plastic on there. You know, everybody's projecting what they want people to think about them, and then some people are using it as a platform to fight other people. I got tired of it. But my kids or nobody said anything about it. I would very seriously doubt, you know, even that bear that was on my back porch, if the sun hit him right, there was a brownish tint to him, because I've got a lot, I think I sent you that longer video. So when people are scared, you know, they might see things that aren't there.
True, that's very true, KM4NAP, Friday. I love that little video. I kept that video of that bear walking down the rail of your back porch.
Funny. That's a cute little bear, but that's dangerous for him because DNR, they'll euthanize them. They don't, you know, they used to take them off somewhere else, but once a bear breaks in for food, that's going to be a lifetime habit, and they euthanize it.
Part about it is, it being a cub like that, I'd have walked out there and tried to feed him something and pet him. That's just the way I am.
Wasn't scared, you know, there was a third encounter with that bear. That was two encounters that I had. I don't know if I sent you the longer video, but I walked out the back kitchen door in the gardener's garden area on both sides of it. The garden area on the left, he was standing there. I along with his, there was another cub there about the same size. And I walked out. I wasn't 6 feet from that bear. And he did not in any way, was not scared of me. He just looked over at me, was eating one of my wife's Hubbard squash, and he looked over at me, and I just kind of eased back into the house because one of my wives would see it. And so she ran over and saw the bear. And then I let my dog out. He run him off down in the woods. But, yeah, he's a cute little sucker.
Shirley, I'm surprised you didn't go down out there with a broom and whack him across the room.
She would have if she'd had enough time to grab a broom. She was pretty upset about, because it, you know, that squash takes a long time to grow. And that vine, he had that vine in his mouth. And, it's actually surprisingly, you know, they're still got four or five Hubbard squash on there that are doing good. So it didn't kill it. I figured it'd kill the vine. But they haven't been back. But if they do come back, I got some for them.
May have figured, you know, getting chased off by the dog like they have, they figure it's not a safe place to come and eat anymore.
Just kept the dogs out on the deck in the back porch. You know, I got a wraparound deck, and I've got a gate where you come up, where you park, and come up the steps. I got a gate that goes there so the dogs can't get out. And just by the way they reacted, that bear did try to come back a couple of times. But the dogs, I'm sure, run him off. Now, they're scared to death of them dogs. But as far as people go, evidently it's been had some close contact with people before. But I don't know if I got neighbors feeding them or what.
Not feeding them, because if they are, it's going to be a year-round thing, and they're constantly going to be there, and if they don't get anything, they're going to tear something up trying to find something.
Feeding the bear just is going to cause problems, and ultimately it's going to cost the life of the bear, because DNR, they don't play around with those things. They'll come out, set a trap, and, you know, take them off, but it's best just to, you know, shoo them away, that they stand to live a long, happy life if you do.
Seen that bear around here in years, but yet people keep saying, you know, talk about seeing her, seeing her with cubs and stuff, but I've only seen her one time, and I guess it's been probably 10 years since I've seen her. If not longer.
Told me, you know, I got bears crawling all over the place. My neighbor told me, which he's an old-time bear hunter, he said that up there at the reservoir, that there's a lot of bear up there, and you know, that's where they're funneling out of. And I'm only about a half a mile from the reservoir through the woods. So, and then the way the ridges are, they just funnel right down through my property. And then there's a good bit of land right there. So he's saying they're coming out from up there.
Maybe y'all need to funnel a little bit different way. But I'd love to see some, but like I said, I hadn't seen that one in, I don't know, I guess forever.
I wish I had the video of the bear that my neighbor, you know, he was coming in getting chickens. And so this guy nailed up a chain link fence gate over the chicken coop entrance. And that big old bear come up, sat down, grabbed that chain link fence, threw it to the side, and killed four chickens that night, run out of the coop with one in his mouth, and he caught it all on video. And that bear's neck was just about one kind of huge. I mean, that was a big old black bear.
Eating good, especially if he'd been eating chicken.
Did good for you. But no, he used, he said he shot, I don't know if you ever heard of a bird banger.
Those things have been around for years. Farmers used to use them to run crows out of their cornfield.
Shot a bird banger over at that bear one evening, and he said that bear never came back. And so I've got me one, and that's what I'm going to use next time he comes in instead of throwing my dogs at him. I'm just afraid, you know, with a cub, the two cubs, and a mama bear down there, my dog end up getting hurt.
I'm going to get on to those dogs if they get after that cub too much.
Bye. Cup of coffee.
When I came on the radio, I had just gotten done. Last night I sat up to come out here to talk because I got done way early. And then I realized, oh, Mike's off. Today's Tuesday.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, every Tuesday, and I'll be off tomorrow. I'm taking tomorrow as a vacation. And, we missed you the last couple mornings.
That new section they added on to me and having to change things around and trying to get this carrier tracker operating like it's supposed to, it sort of kept me off the radio. It ain't made me happy at all.
How did you keep in your truck?
It's on my cell phone. If I pull up to a customer, it pings and logs it. And if he complains, then they can pull it up and say, well, he was at your box at 3:10 in the morning. Problem with people stealing people's paper on Sunday for the coupon.
That takes a lot. That's kind of evil. All that work for a newspaper.
Taking those coupons and selling them on the internet.
That price is evil.
This goes Dollar Tree, and Dollar Tree sells them for a dollar a piece. And of course, if you go anywhere else, they're $2 and a half on Sunday.
That's for the coupons or for the paper?
Dollar Tree, they sell the paper itself for a dollar.
Now, how can they do that?
The price was corporate.
About them going electronic?
Well, they're pushing it heavy, but it seems like it's all backed off right now since USA Today pulled their stunt and caused the merger.
With?
Merged with a company out of Colorado. Harold just went back in his truck. And when they merged, USA Today came in and sort of forced a merger with them, so USA Today owned everything we do now. Probably in the next 2 or 3 years, there probably won't be no more home delivery.
It's going to be a hot one today.
It's already hot.
Oh, I know it. I stepped out the door and that humidity hit me and I'm thinking, wow, I ain't got nothing good to look forward to today.
AP for ID. Well, Mama's furniture came in yesterday and I'm sitting there watching the guys work, and they get it all put together, and he said, then let me show you how to work the cooler. And I looked at him, I said, what cooler? In between the seats on the sofa, there's a cooler on the bottom. So I'm going to play with it today and just see if it works. I got them plugged up, everything's running. So we'll figure it out. Hopefully it'll get like it's supposed to. They say it's supposed to keep everything ice cold. I don't know.
You know, I had a cooler, one of them plug-ins that I kept in my pickup truck. And I used to keep, drinks in there in the summertime. And that thing worked good. I mean, those things, like you pulled them out of a refrigerator that was set on 30-something. I mean, those things were cold.
He'd do that, but I won't go until I play with him.
I'm pulling in up here. I want you to have a good day. I'm glad that you sat with me this morning. That was fun. And I hope that grandbaby, everything continues to go good with your great-grandbaby. And you have a good day today.
Try. I'm glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard. Be careful going home and enjoy your vacation day tomorrow. Before you go, have you heard anything from Al?
Al was on yesterday, and he seemed to be doing fine. I know I was kind of a little bit worried about him. He was off radio for, good grief, about a week. But Tim was talking to him yesterday. I didn't get in on the conversation, but they were batting stuff back and forth, and Al sounded good.
But I was sort of worried about him. I know last time I talked to him, he didn't sound too good. Didn't act like he didn't feel too good. But you have a good one, and hopefully I'll catch you on down the log. So we enjoyed it. KK4NXC, KM4NAP, 73 is my good friend.
All right, Ed, you have a great day. 73's to you. And tell Harold if he ever needs to call me, call me. I'm always available on the cell phone. All right, see you. Take care. KK4NXC clear.